the self down. So hopefully they get that all fixed up. Now you gotta remember these blades are like 4 feet long. So when they had it folded, imagine, you know, holding on a side, you know, and then the blades were actually together, so it was like, you know, lengthwise on the bottom of the rover. So they were, I guess, clipped together so that, you know, when the vehicle is sitting on the ground and then the rover moves away and it's, you know, it's out in the open, the blades are still clipped together. They had to send a signal to unclip them so that now they're 90 degrees to one another, you know, because one's going to go clockwise and the other one's going counterclockwise. But, you know, in the off position when they're sitting there, they're actually 90 degrees to one another. Well, they weren't shipped like that. So they had to do a lot of figuring to get this done. It's only, like I said, about 5 pounds. It looks like a cube. Two cameras on board. All kinds of electronics to look at the ground so that when it comes back, it's not going to hit a rock. It's going to... it's got some kind of navigational programming to look at the pictures, you know, the landing site, and make sure it doesn't come down on another rock or something. Yeah, they needed to do the vehicle, the software, the engineering, all within, I'll have to check, but I think it's 3 years, 3.5 years. Back to you, Hank.
No, I get it. It's pretty amazing to me. Just a lot of engineering to be done in a pretty short period of time. Do you happen to know what type of material they used for the blade construction?
During one of the interviews, somebody asked some kind of a carbon type of structure, you know, material. But whatever it was specially made. So, you know, I don't have a full answer on that, but somebody did ask that. They said, you know, where'd you get the blades from? So we had them specially made. So I'm not sure exactly which company actually, you know, made them up for them, but, you know, it's they're pretty incredible. And the speed, you know, we talked about this a couple of months ago. We were trying to figure out the speed. Found that it was going to be around 2,300 RPM, and they could go either higher or lower, depending on the density of the air. You know, I mean, you know, they know it's 1/10 of one, you know, of the Earth's atmosphere. You know, roughly, you know, very small percentage. But they, you know, if it's slightly higher or slightly lower, they will program that into the rover. You know, on that day, if the pressure is a little higher than it normally is, they'll program that into the rover for the blades not to spin as fast. You know, I mean, they really went all out. They have a really good team. I guess it's all JPL. You know, but I'm sure there's outside contractors that are involved with this. Got the six, there's six small batteries. I know there's six rechargeable batteries, Hank, but I haven't figured out, like, you know, are they DC? What are they? That I haven't figured out. I know they're lithium ion.
Would you happen to know who made the darn batteries?
Not yet, no. These are questions I would ask if I was sitting in the, you know, they have the newsroom, you know. And unfortunately, I don't know. I know there's six small rechargeable batteries. I wouldn't be surprised if they're AAA or AA, you know. It just wouldn't shock me. But, you know, they keep them warm. They have heaters inside. So, you know, the batteries can't go too low in temperature. They have to stay at temperature. In fact, they had to stay at temperature all the way from Earth all the way to Mars. So, you know, even mounted to the bottom of Perseverance. You know, at that time, though, they were getting all their power from Perseverance, you know, for that seven-month trip. So no problem there. But, I mean, they had to keep those batteries at a certain temperature. They also had to keep them charged, but not charged a lot. They would charge them up to around 35%. And every 2 weeks, they would do that. They would send the signal and keep it around 35%, no more than that. They felt that was good for the longevity of the batteries when they finally do land on Mars. Don't bring it all the way up to 100%, you know. I mean, they figured on it, everything.
Well, I'm pretty darn amazed, and I'd like to thank you once again for taking the time to share all that with us.
Anytime, of course. And with any luck, we'll be back every week. You, me, and a whole bunch of us. Okay, very good, Hank. Thanks for being there, and we'll catch you next week. Say 73, and have a good night. And like Roy says, keep safe. I think in a couple of more days, I'll go for my first shot. Finally, back to you.
W2S2N, here is N1YDY, and I hope I got it right that time. Thanks again. Talk to you later, N1YDY clear.
Okay, 73, hang N1YDY, it's hot in the middle of the night here, as the day gets old, and this is WS2N, there we go, Whiskey Sierra 2 November. Have a good night.
Okay, W2S2N, N1YDY. I'll have a good night. You do the same.
Now you still got the two. A lot of people put that two up front. WS2N, Whiskey Sierra, number 2, November. Take care.
Okay, Whiskey Sierra 2, no, W2S2N. No, I'm still mucking it up. Try it again one more time for me.
WS2N, Whiskey Sierra 2 November. Sounds a little weird, but that's the way it is. It's great on CW. It's a great call for that. That's why I chose it.
All right, WS2N, N1YDY. You have a good night. Sorry about all that, Paul. Now I can't remember if I cleared properly. WS2N, here is N1YDY73. Have a good night.
73, Frank. Have a good one. WS2N clear.